Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 2nd of January, Epiphany Sunday. In the darkest night, a star shines. Follow this star, for it will lead to surprising joy. Arise, shine, your light has come.
Glory to God in the highest.
Darkness covers the earth,
but God's glory shines brightly.
Lift up your eyes, look around.
The light of God's love shines radiantly.
Arise, shine, your light has come.
Our hearts rejoice.
God of light and love, shine upon our lives as we welcome the mystery of your grace. Guide us toward your true gift, for our hearts long to encounter the holy. Quiet our expectations, that we might be surprised by the unexpected. Open our eyes, that we might find you in unanticipated places. Shine your light upon us, that we might see you clearly and recognize your face in all people. Amen.
As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward, beaming bright. So most gracious God, may we, led by you forever be. As with joyful steps they sped, Saviour to your lowly bed, there to bend the knee before you whom heaven and earth adore. So may we with one accord seek forgiveness from our Lord. As they offered gifts most rare, gold and frankincense and myrrh, so may we, cleansed from our sin, rise of service now begin. As in love our treasures bring, Christ to you, in the heavenly country bright, need they no created light. You, its light, its joy, its crown, you, its sun, which goes not down. Therefore ever may we sing Hallelujahs to
First reading is Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 6. The Old Testament book of Isaiah is a complex document. Some argue that it should be divided into time periods, referring to different events in the life of the Hebrew people. The section from which we read today is from a time when the Babylonian exile is over. The temple may even have been rebuilt in Jerusalem, but the people live in difficult times. They're experiencing poverty and despair. The prophet Isaiah skillfully uses the image of light and darkness to proclaim the epiphany of God. The language of our reading is both powerful and evocative, yet restrained. There are limits about what can be said. The people are called to arise and shine because light has come. The appearance of the Lord's glory is like that of light in the darkness, like the rising of the sun at dawn. The images used in this passage appear to be borrowed from the language of that other part of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2, that we read over Christmas. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. In Isaiah 60, those upon whom the light shines will themselves shine with reflected light, so that the nations will stream to the source of the light. The prophet describes neither the specific event nor the vision of the Lord. Rather, the appearance of God is like the dawn, bringing an awe-inspiring light. This epiphany is the glory of the Lord, and corresponds to the coming of those from afar to stand in the light. As we listen to this reading, we shouldn't miss the point that the people to whom the light has come, the ones who can see it and celebrate its appearance, are those who are walking in deep darkness. Listen to the reading from Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 6.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord.
Let us pray. God of starlight, shine your love into the darkness of our lives. Preoccupied with ourselves, we forget the needs of others. We participate in systems that oppress. We accept self-satisfaction as a way of life. We fail to respond to the cry of others. May your love fall upon us, like rain on the mown grass. May your love wash away our indifference and water the tender shoots of care and compassion. Nourished in the sunlight of your love, may we grow into people who live in righteousness and work for justice for all your children. Let us join in the words of the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, saying,
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen. The Holy One fills us with the brightness of Christ, and makes us shine like a star in the deepest night. In the name of Christ we are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
Bright mystical starlight shone over the place where Jesus, our Saviour, first showed us his face. His sweet mother Mary shepherds, the angels and kings, all towers of Christ and the joy that he brings. The angels were filling that Bethlehem night, the air with their song and the hills with their light. The message they sang is for you and for me. Our God is incarnate and setting us free. The starlight, the shepherds, the angels and kings, all tell us of Christ and the joy that he brings. Three wise men and noble came out of the east. They came to the town that of all was the least. They followed the starlight and came to the King, our God now incarnate, who hears as we sing. The starlight, the shepherds, the angels and kings, all tell us of Christ and the joy that he brings.
The second Bible reading is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod the king, wise men came from the east saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." In 2022, humans are probably more aware of the diversity of humanity than at any other time in history. Yet our knowledge and understanding remains limited to the extent of our personal experiences. During the week, I discovered something that I wasn't aware of before. I listened to a person from Asia and my 3-year-old grandchild imitating the sounds that various animals make. He's mad about animals. And until this week, I hadn't realised that people from different cultures imitate animal sounds in different ways. I assume animals don't speak different languages from country to country, but they might, just like humans. I expect the reason has something to do with the different sounds that form our human languages, but I may be wrong. The point I want to make is that if we humans interpret the sounds that we hear in different ways, is it any wonder we discover so many different interpretations of other matters concerning our existence? Life's experiences show us there are many viewpoints on most issues. We see this at present in attitudes to vaccinations and the use of regulations and restrictions by governments to try to control the infection rate of COVID-19. But aside from the present pandemic, there are differing opinions on nearly every issue on which humans have a choice to make or a view to express. So how are we to make up our minds about anything? In a free society, most of us believe that everyone's entitled to their say. That includes religious belief. As we leave Christmas behind and enter the new year, we approach the feast of Epiphany. Epiphany reminds Christ's followers that Christ is for the world. What God did in Christ has relevance for all people. It was for the world that Christ was born, lived, taught, suffered, died, and rose again. Christ's arms are stretched wide to embrace all, male and female, young and old, European and Asian, African and American, Arab and Jew, Hindu and atheist, sinner and saint. The hymn writer Charles Wesley put it, "Love like death has all destroyed, rendered all distinctions void. Names and sects and parties fall. You, Christ, are all in all." As we enter 2022, there's much doom and gloom around and within. All of us need a good news story. Gospel means good news. Epiphany says to us that this good news is not only for us, but for others too. When you've good news, you want to share it with others. Again, no one has expressed this better than Charles Wesley. Oh, that the world might taste and see the wonders of his grace, the arms of love that compass me, would all mankind embrace. Epiphany calls us to be the bearers of the good news. Epiphany calls us to be evangelists. Christ was a tireless evangelist. He fulfilled his evangelistic ministry with a humble spirit. He embodied the good news, but he also respected others. He was ready to listen as well as to speak. The thrust of the story of the wise men or kings coming from the east is that Jesus the Christ belongs to the people from every part of the world and from every race and class who are searching for the revelation of God. At this time of ongoing uncertainty, weariness, struggle, pessimism and despair, let us not forget that we have a good news story which offers us strength, faith and hope. At the beginning of each new year, not knowing what the year might bring, we Christians celebrate Epiphany, the revealing of light for the whole world. In faith and hope we proclaim, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out.
Changing.
Let us pray. We believe God is light, in whom there is no shadow or darkness at all. The light has always shone in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it.
We believe that the light of God has been openly displayed in Jesus, who, though being human as we are, is the very radiance of the invisible God.
We believe that this revelation belongs to the world and all its peoples.
We believe that those who come seeking him, even though they bear no gift except their spiritual emptiness, will never be misled and never turned away.
We believe that by the Spirit, this light of God in Christ is revealed to us, and that by grace, we are among the most privileged people in the world.
This we believe. May God help us to express it with faith and confidence.
Glorious God, we pray that the revelation of Christ will be made available in all places and that the gospel will bring joy and peace to all people.
We pray that your light might shine on our international neighbours and all the nations of the world.
Bless everything that is good in our culture and belief. Eradicate that which is evil, and bring us all into the harmony for which Christ came.
We pray for our neighbours at home, those who live close by, those on neighbouring farms, those living in nearby towns. Bless these neighbours. Help us to honour one another with that respect which you have given us in Jesus.
We pray those who oppose our ideals and beliefs, sneer at our goals and values, or who are suspicious of us, Bless any who seem to try to make our lives miserable. Have mercy on those who do not treat us well, just as Christ has mercy on us.
Most wise and merciful God, you send your life-giving sunshine on both good and evil people, and give refreshing rain to both the just and the unjust. Make us more like you in our attitudes and actions. Let our faith in a Christ who belongs to the whole world be expressed, not just in songs and creeds, but in our attitudes and deeds, that the world may taste and see the wonders of your grace.
Through Christ Jesus, our humble, loving Lord. Amen. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.